The World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, says the illegal wildlife trade is today's biggest threat to the survival of many endangered species. It says that in 2011, Africa saw the highest rates of animal killings in more than 20 years, and the largest scale illegal ivory seizures ever recorded, equaling the tusks from more than 4,000 dead elephants. In countries where endangered animals such as elephants, rhinos, and tigers live, rule of law is oftentimes weak, law enforcement is spotty, and corruption is rife. As the trade in illicit animal products continues to grow, activists are desperately searching for solutions. So the WWF and the Alliance of Religions and Conservation, or ARC, have organized a partnership with Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Jewish, Buddhist, and traditional faith leaders from across Africa to unite against these killings. According to the 2007 Atlas of Religion, the faiths reach out to 85% of the world's 6.79 billion people. Because so many people do subscribe to a faith, ARC Secretary General Martin Palmer says that religious leaders may find success in teaching their followers that poaching is destroying God's creation and is akin to blasphemy.
Yes, because they're trusted. I mean, it really is almost as simple as that. In every religious community, religious leaders are the people they turn to for advice. They are the people who lead their communities through dramas and traumas and strife and are still there at the end of it. Government officials, they disappear. NGOs, they pack up and go home when it gets tough. The religions are of the people, by the people, for the people. That's why they're powerful.
As a Muslim leader from Uganda, Imam Kasozi warns his followers that the spiritual consequences for poaching will be much stronger than those meted out on earth. He says that killing endangered species is not only illegal, it is immoral.
We warn and advise people not to kill because of greed. It is a criminal, it is a criminal offense, and in front of God, a criminal offense will send you to the gallows on the day of judgment.
The greed Kasozi speaks of is what alarms activists and conservationists. Sam Weru has been the WWF conservation director in Kenya for 8 years. He says that it is not poor people looking for food who are driving this illegal trade in wildlife.
This is pure greed. This is not, I mean, people are not poaching elephants for food or rhino for food. They are hacking the horn and taking off with it, leaving the whole carcass there. If it is food, it will be the other way around. They will leave the horn there and take the food and take the meat. And you look at the level of investment into poaching. It's not the man with the poison or bow and arrows or a trap. These are organized gangs. They come with automatic weapons. That is not somebody who's looking for food. That is somebody who's looking for big-time money.
China, Thailand, and Vietnam have the highest demand for products derived from these animals. Considered a sign of wealth and status, ivory from elephants is used for carvings and religious items in these countries. The so-called treatments made from rhino horn are thought to work as sexual aphrodisiacs, cures for cancer, and even hangover remedies. The director of WWF's Sacred Earth program, Dakila Chinyelpa, says that these concoctions have no medicinal value.
And all of these are myths, because if you look at rhino horn and you think about, you know, the composition of rhino horn, well, that's horse hooves. I mean, basically, people are, you know, eating the something similar to horse hoof and convinced that that's going to cure their cancer. And, you know, there's a huge amount of profit that's coming out of that.
Palmer says that by using the philosophy of traditional Chinese medicine, for example, Taoists can argue that an imbalance of the cosmic forces of yin and yang can result in new or continuing illness.
Because you've actually destroyed the delicate balance that God created, that medicine's not going to work. Not only is it not going to work, it might actually be detrimental to you, it might poison you. So the Taoists are basically undermining the market, the psychology of Chinese traditional medicine. They're saying you can spend $100,000 on something that includes a bit of a tiger and a bit of an elephant and a bit of a rhino. But because you are responsible for killing those animals and pushing them to extinction, that medicine is never going to work.
Reverend Edward Matuvunye is with the United Church of Christ in Zimbabwe. He says that animals and humans are God's creatures, a message underscored by all the faiths.
People need to be told that the animals are very, very important as far as human life is concerned. They were also created by God, and we were also created by God. Therefore, there is a need for us to coexist.
According to a global financial integrity report, the illegal wildlife trade is the fifth largest illicit transnational activity in the world, after counterfeiting and the illegal trades in drugs, people, and oil. It has an estimated value of $7.8 to $10 billion per year. Jill Craig for VOA News, Nairobi.